I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. Yeehaw! Good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember.
We going riding Monday?
You betcha.
All right. Maybe get up on the rim, a little bit cooler.
I think so. It's supposed to heat up Monday.
We won't ride through the desert Monday. We'll ride up through the pines. Have a beautiful day.
Desert rides are over for a couple months.
Yeah, probably so. Hey, I wanted to, before we get any farther, I wanted to mention that here at Rosie on the House, we support a lot of charities, but we really focused the majority of our charity work in two arenas, and that's Habitat for Humanity. And that comes from a decision that Romy helped me think through about 10 years ago, where we were supporting about 40 charities. And he says, you know, Dad, maybe we could just focus a little bit on a charity that fits our vision a little bit better and then, you know, direct all of our energy and focus in that direction. So we teamed up with Habitat for Humanity, and it's been a great relationship for a long, long time. And then we adopted St. Vincent de Paul. And I've just got to congratulate St. Vincent de Paul. They had a groundbreaking ceremony for a $16 million, 40,000 square foot homeless shelter that will be serving adults over 50 years old with disabilities.
They have been very excited about getting this done. It's been in the works for a while. It's really a special ministry, just the most hurting of the hurt.
How special is that? So congratulations to the entire team over at St. Vincent de Paul. And we tell people, look, if we ever do anything here at Rosie on the House by way of a tip or advice that saves you a little bit of money on maintenance or your electric bill or something, we hope that you'll take a little bit of that money and redirect it to a charity of your choice. And if you don't have a charity of your choice, redirect it to St. Vincent de Paul or Habitat for Humanity, and we'll appreciate you for that.
With all the super cooling testimonies, we should be able to help fund a little bit of that building, huh?
Yeah, if everybody that's saving money super cooling would redirect a little of that money to St. Vincent de Paul, they could finish the little bit of campaign capital they've got to raise to be 100% completely funded. And that article is actually a week old. It may be completely funded now, but congratulations. Hey, it's boating season, right?
Yep.
So Carol Grace, our little babies, home from college. It feels normal with her home.
It does.
Empty nesting doesn't feel normal yet, does it?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. I love having her friends around. But I knew she was home, Romy, because Rosie and I have been grocery shopping, and it's been really nice to save money on grocery shopping. Well, I took her to Costco the other day because her friends were coming over. $400.
And how many friends?
She's got a lot of friends.
Yeah, and they're around a lot. That's just exactly the way we want. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Had to restock the pantry.
Yeah, ma'am. We had just gotten the house to where the pantry and the refrigerator lived like empty nesters, and we weren't constantly throwing food away that was going bad because we were still in the habit of buying so much more than we eat. But she comes home, and I say, well, what are we going to do for fun this summer? First thing she comes out of her mouth, Dad, let's get to the lake. Let's take the friends. Let's get water skiing. Well, it is definitely boat season. And I can't tell you, if you're new to a boat or you haven't taken the boat safety classes.
Do it.
I grew up in a boat. My family always had a boat. I've been in a boat from birth. And I took the boat safety class offered by the Coast Guard and by the Arizona Game and Fish, and I want to tell you that it's not only worth taking, but it's worth refreshing yourself every few years, because you never know when you're going to need the information or you're going to need the information to share with someone else. And I want to commend Game and Fish for a program they started about 20 years ago, where they will sobriety test people on boats. And you're subject to the same laws on the boats as you are on the highways. And I think they waited way too long to start that campaign. There was way too much alcohol-induced behavior behind 200, 300, 400 horsepower boats around kids and families, and there's too many horrible stories and tales to share about that. But thank you, Game and Fish, for the sobriety checkpoints that you're going to be running on the lakes here as boating season gets started. Arizona Highways Magazine features Lake Powell, and you sent me an article today about, or this week, about renewed energy behind draining Lake Powell. And, you know, man, they can't drain Lake Powell.
No. Romy, isn't there some wear your life jacket to work?
I did not read it, but I did see a press release that Game and Fish had a wear your life jacket to work day.
I have to know the full story, I guess.
I think if you wear a life jacket to work day, then that work day, you're...
should be on the lake.
You're on the lake.
Your boss has to take you to the lake. Is that how it works?
That's easy. Just go to the lake.
Well, there's our next outing, Rosie on the house.
So we'll be getting Carol and her friends out to the lake for a little barbecue, a little water skiing, a little tubing, a little wakeboarding. So that'll be fun. Hope to see you all out there having a good, safe time.
Now, we don't have the job site anymore, so what do y'all take?
Well, now we're going to have to find, we'll have to rent one out on at the marina.
Mm-hmm. For our listeners, the job site was the name of our boat for many years. And so when anybody asks where Rosie is, oh, he's on the job site.
The first boat was in the field. Where's Rosie? He's in the field. That was a nice little boat. Then we got the job site. That was a really nice boat. Yeah. Where's Rosie? He's on the job site. That way nobody ever had to lie.
That's right.
Right? Well, he's not available. He's on the job site. So, boy, we had a lot of hours of fun in that machine, didn't we, bud?
Oh, man.
Family trips to all the Colorado River lakes and how many Mondays we were out there at Bartlett and Saguaro. And I always
enjoyed Havasu and Mead in that boat as well.
Havasu and Mead, those were great, great times. Boats. I want another boat.
The best times were always non-weekends when they were, you had it to yourself.